and welcome to Visible by Numbers. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. We are so fortunate to have Ellen Dodge on with us again this evening. I don't know if any of you were with us last week, but we started to discuss looking at your house numbers, your phone numbers, and the numbers all around you and what they attract. And we didn't really get too far into the conversation. We had so many of you calling in, and we got caught up with the phone calls. And so, you know, it just seemed like that we bring Ellen back again tonight to continue with the conversation. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to have Ellen with us on Visible by Numbers. She's an author of no less than 5 books on the subject of numerology. She's written Numerology Has Your Number, You Are Your First Name, You Are Your Birthday, Win the Lottery, and the Vibes book. She's a respected numerologist, author, columnist, lecturer, and teacher for more than 25 years. Again, we're just delighted to have you with us. Hi, Ellen.
How you doing, Allison?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
I've got to take care of a little bit of business before we get back to the conversation. I'm going to let everyone know that we are going to hold the calls tonight, at least for the first part of the show, so we can at least get through the information, because I know there's a lot of you out there. I got a lot of emails after the show. People had questions. They wanted to know, well, what about the rest of the numbers? And so we're going to hold the calls until later on in the program. I'll let you know when you can call in, at which time. If you've got a question you want to ask either one of us or both of us, or possibly we might even have some time for some readings, just hold the calls until then. I'll let you know exactly when. And then the other thing that I wanted to let you all know is that BBS has a new feature. It's BBS Chat. And I want you all to know that I'll be signed in and monitoring the chat in the event that you're a bit shy and you don't want to actually call into the show, or perhaps you're unable to. Maybe you're on dial-up and you can't use your phone at the same time. So anyhow, I'm going to be monitoring the BBS chat in the BBS Chat Live Room. And you can connect to that by looking on the front page, the home page for BBS Radio. There's a little icon there for it. Just click on it. I guess you need a username and a password. But anyhow, that's where I am, and I'm checking out things and keeping an eye on any of your questions. And I got to tell you that I don't multitask very well, but I'm going to try. I'll try to keep an eye on it, okay? I did hear a caller. Did you hear a beep, Ellen?
No, I didn't.
Do we have a caller? Okay. Just heard a beep, and I'm thinking, nope, not yet. Okay. All right. Ellen.
Hi.
Oh, we do have
Hi,
a caller.
Ellen.
Who's calling?
It's Mary from Bohe City.
Hi there. Listen, we're going to be holding the calls for the show tonight for at least 20 minutes. And I kind of hate to do this to you, but would you mind terribly calling back?
Sure.
Okay. Listen to the show, and I'll let everybody know when we're going to start taking calls, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry for the inconvenience. Okay. Getting back on subject, Ellen, because we got to get through it tonight, okay? We're going to have to go back over the numbers. But we were talking about house numbers, and we were talking about what do numbers attract. And we were going over them one by one. And first thing we wanted to do is let our listeners know they're sitting there with their own home address. How do they follow along with us? First off, you want to explain what things they need to pay attention to with their home number, house address?
Your home number, the house, you know, right on the front of your house number, that tells you what types of people and experiences that house attracts. The street number tells you, you know, what that street attracts, but that's not the personal vibration that belongs to you and your home. So, of course, that's, you know, we were talking house numbers. Everybody seemed interested in that, but
right.
That applies also, you know, to every number you have from
right.
a phone number.
Yeah. We're going to bring in to the later part of the show all the different places you can apply this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I want to let the listeners know is, let's say you're sitting in a house and it's 23-something. The number is very specific to the house that you're in, and that's probably the most important vibration to pay attention to, because it's specific to the house. And you want to look at the 2 and the 3 in that, but you want to add those two numbers together to reduce it to a single digit. So you would add the 2 plus the 3, right? Am I correct? And that would be a 5 vibration house. And that's how you would know to follow along with the conversation. Now, Alan, I also did something, because we're also going to be talking about the street name itself and how that applies as well. And I did put the table that converts the alphabet to numbers on the show info page on the front of the BBS homepage. Right there by Visible by Numbers, if you click on the show info page, you'll find a table there. And if you're following along in the conversation, you also could take the name of your street and you can take the letters and change it into the numbers and then add that across and come up with, of course, another number for your street address. So that might give our listeners another way to connect to the information you're about ready to give. Okay?
Sure. What is it you want me to do, Allison, to go
through
the numbers?
We're going to have to start over with the number one. So if you want, let's say somebody's sitting there and they're at 10 something something or 1 for their address or their numbers vibrate to 1. What would you want to tell them about what does this house attract?
Well, a number one house would attract number one people. Number one people are independent. They're creative. It usually means that they're an unusual house on the street. It's not an ordinary house.
Mm-hmm.
So it would look a little different, and mm-hmm. it would attract people who like, you know, unique kind of things. Progressive, maybe more modern than the other type of house, mm-hmm. but it certainly would attract people who want to be their own boss, who prefer to run a business out of their home, it does attract people. If it's a couple, they're going to be very independent people
sure.
inside their union.
Right. Right.
So that would be a number one.
That would be a number one house.
Okay.
Okay. Now you're going to move on.
All right. A number two house would come from a number 20 or would come from a number 11, just adding the numbers together. The number two house attracts couples. It attracts intimate relationships. It doesn't attract people who want to live the high life. It attracts people who want to live a laid-back, easygoing existence.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the number two house would not be the most expensive house on the block.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the most inviting because it was warm and welcoming because there were no arguments in that house.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, a number two house does attract chronic physical problems. If there's a crack in the wall and you get it fixed, the crack will come back. So it has petty problems that go with it.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, it's a very comforting, cooperative place to be in. And people who are cooperative and gentle, number two type people, they're the ones that are attracted, you know, to a house like that.
Right. So what we're also trying to say here is not only does the house attract, but you're attracted to the energy of the home yourself. And so if hopefully your vibration is the same as the house, you're going to find that you're very comfortable with the house. That's really kind of what we're saying here, right?
Well, yes, I agree with that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody, you know, there might be a husband and a wife.
And the wife
might love the house, and the husband might be a real go-getter traveling man, you
right.
know?
Right, exactly.
And yet their relationship will be influenced by the house.
Okay.
And it will have more cooperation.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense because we all don't have the same vibration.
Well, so we think of all aspects.
Right, right. So basically, a number two house has a very harmonious feel to it. So that's what we're trying to say there. And we're moving on to the number three house.
Moving on
to the number three.
The number three house is a party house. It's the kind of house that's pretty. It's not necessarily going to stand the test of tornadoes. Because it's basically, you know, good looking on the outside, let's say. Everything is very pretty, and it attracts people who want to laugh, want to party, enjoy the lighter side of life. It invites communicators. It's
uh-huh.
very good for writers, and writers will be attracted to a home that adds up to a three.
Mm-hmm.
People who are in communications or people who are communicators, people who like... Well, we just say the pretty things, the game playing. And as I said, it's a party house. It's
mm-hmm.
the kind of house where people are invited from 4 o'clock to 7, and at midnight you're trying to throw them out.
Right. So let's just say somebody's listening out there, and let's say they're sitting next to, like, a house that's maybe 30, you know? And I'm asking those people, somebody that's sitting next to, maybe it's your next-door neighbor has the three house, you know? you know, give us a call later on in the show, you know, when we open up the call, the lines. You know, I'd like to hear, you know, if they party all night long or there's a lot of social activity going on in that three house. You know, call us and let us know. I think that'd be interesting, wouldn't you?
Alan? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, feedback is wonderful.
Right. Okay. Well,
number four?
Yeah, we got to move along.
Okay, number four is a brick house or a house that's going, it's a house that's going to be able to stand up to storms and anything else. It's a house that appreciates in time.
Mm-hmm.
It will attract people who are practical and down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
It'll attract people who really are looking for something that does appreciate in time.
Right.
So it's not your fanciest house on the street. It's probably your most solid house on the street. It's
right.
Going to be the house where there's somebody out there, the guy is out there on a Saturday morning fixing his car, changing the oil in the driveway, because people like that don't like number four people. They really don't like to pay for services.
Right.
They're too practical. If they can do it hands-on themselves, they will.
So if somebody, let's just take that, what you just said, and let's just take it one step further with a question. Let's say somebody's in the market for looking for a house, and financial return is something that they're interested in the sense that they want to make a solid investment. Would you say, if you were giving them advice, would you say, look for a house that has a four number?
Yeah, definitely.
That's what you're...
Definitely.
Okay, so it's
sure.
a solid
it's,
investment.
Yeah, it's a solid investment.
Okay, super. All right. Then let's move on to that Crazy Five house.
Oh, well, Crazy Five houses are unconventional. They look different either on the inside or the outside. And certainly the people who live there are not your ordinary, traditional, conventional type of people.
Uh-huh.
They either travel a lot for business
mm-hmm.
or the house itself doesn't stay in one possession for a long time. It turns over quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But the type of people that are attracted to a home like that are people who are looking for something different, something unconventional.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is the kind of house that attracts people in careers like politicians or airlines, people who travel a lot, or people in advertising, or sports people who travel a lot, professional sports people. But it's certainly not a house that's purchased for long-term investment.
Right, and there might possibly be a high turnover of occupants in a five house.
Yeah, absolutely, because
right.
a number five is a number of change in life experience.
Right, so you might be living next door to that five house and watch your neighbors, get used to your neighbors, they move out, and you got a new set of neighbors, okay?
Yep.
Something like that.
Okay, then shall we go to the number six?
Well, hey, moving along, Ellen.
Okay, well, the number six house is a real family home.
Right.
It's the home, if you see a number six on a door, you know it's got a welcoming kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's a big kitchen or it's a very, very attractive kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of home where people want good conversation around good food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a home that you look for to raise children. And it's a home that the people who want a home like this want well-educated children. They want their home to appreciate, you know, they decorate well. They're constantly upkeeping the house, making it better. They're the people who look for the harmony in life, and they're the people who want relationships. They're good neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and they want good neighbors around them.
Right. And you would also would expect, you know, in a sixth house to have, like, a lot of teenager kids and a lot of that sort of activity in a sixth house as well.
Well, I would consider that a family.
Yeah, big family.
You know,
family
children.
Right.
You know, it would also be the kind of home that might be the kind of home where parents would come to live.
Oh, that's true.
When they get older.
Right.
Because excuse me?
Go ahead.
Well, the people who would have bought the house would have been very, very family conscious and responsible and conscientious
mm-hmm.
about taking care of the older
family.
Folks. So it might be a house that has that second apartment, you know, for the parents.
Right. And also a lot of family gatherings, one would think. Like, on, you know, the holidays, you see all the cars lined up, you know. It's like
absolutely.
Yeah,
that is a great description.
Right.
Absolutely.
You see all the cars out there, and you know that that's a sixth house, and it's a place where family is of the utmost importance. And let's not forget Fido in the yard.
You know, the other thing I'm thinking of just came to mind. It's a house that attracts music.
Oh, yeah.
People who love music.
And
it also attracts people who want harmonious relationships, The mother is very, very important in a number six home.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Not that mothers aren't important in every home, but they are particularly active.
Right, right. There's a lot of mothering that goes on with a six energy. It's the actual, the six is the energy of the cosmic parent to begin with. It's like the father, the mother, they carry the energy of the six, you know, that's very important. And
well, it's conscientious people, and they're conscientious about their relationships all around.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Well, number seven?
Seven.
Now, number seven is a house that attracts people who like to be loners. They're people who usually have a profession or a focus. Your computer nerds would be very comfortable in a number seven home. Photographers are very comfortable in a number seven home. Psychiatrists, people who focus, or lawyers, people who focus on things that are under the surface. So the home itself is an elegant home. It's an aristocratic home. It may not be the warmest home you walk into, but it has an elegance to it. And it attracts people who, even though they may be married, are very, very private people.
And this would be, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that look at the spiritual side of life. And if you were the type of person that was in that sort of a thing for a career or did that sort of a thing, this would be a really good home for that sort of a...
Well, I bet you there are a lot of ashrams with a number seven address.
Okay, there you go. My point. Okay.
Okay. The number eight's the number of the house that you want to do business from.
Right.
It's a house that costs a lot to begin with. It may be the most expensive house on the street. You probably will buy it and put more money into it, but you'll make a good profit on it. So it's a wonderful number to, if you have your own business, if you work from home, and it will usually have a great place for an office, you know, as well as a den for the family and a living room. But it will always have a place where there's, you know, a place to do business from.
Right.
And it's also a house that attracts people who want power. So it looks like, you know, the most powerful house.
But also, it almost has a richness to it, almost like a showiness about it, do you think, maybe? Where
it looks
as though they care about the quality and the expense of the actual home. And
well, they're upgrading. They're movers and shakers. People who move into a number eight house want that up, you know, that upgrading, that feeling of, you know, looking glitzy. I mean, it's the kind of house that's got a library with leather-bound books, but maybe nobody ever reads them.
Because they're too busy
but
working.
But it shows that they've got money.
Okay. Because they're too busy working to make that money to read those books. That's why.
Absolutely.
They can lend their books to the seven house, you know. The seven neighbor comes over and borrows the books. Can you see it? I do.
Right. I do. Yeah, you've got it.
All right.
Okay, the number nine house.
Mm-hmm.
The number nine house attracts philosophical people. It usually is a home that welcomes antiques or the finest kind of modern furniture. People are attracted to a number nine home that like the classics look, you know, a Tudor home or a specific type of home that's very well carried out, you know, in a certain type of architecture. It's usually a fine home. It attracts people who like to discuss philosophy, who enjoy collecting art, enjoy music, love to go to museums. It's really the kind of home that is very comfortable to cosmopolitan people, and they will recognize it. It's also a number of, and very interestingly, I've observed this, of post offices and hospitals, because the number nine is a number of humanitarian service. So it may attract individuals that are doctors or people in humanitarian service of some kind.
Right. I know, you know, getting what you said about observing that post offices and hospitals have a nine address. Now, one thing that I do, of course, being numerologists, we do this all the time. But, you know, when you're looking at, like, a well-known company that you know is doing really well, if you ever take a look at their addresses, I find a lot of eight addresses myself. I'm like, oh, of course it is. You know, and so that must be offering a certain amount of attraction to that address.
I think it's usually people who have a quality skill of performance in their work and in their lives.
Right.
They're usually traveled people. They've usually, you know, have grown far from, you know, their birthright. They're looking to live a quality life. They will collect things that have a quality and skill to them. So that's why I picked up, you know, I mentioned antiques or things that
right, for the nine house.
Correct.
Yeah, I was just observing that some really well-established businesses that are doing very well seem to have 8 addresses whenever I take the time to observe them.
Yeah.
When I'm actually driving by them, I observe the 8 address, and I think that's interesting.
Well, I hope everybody listening will kind of take a leaf out of our book and look at the addresses of the post office and the different...
Yeah, sure, and email us and let us know what you see. That'd be
You know,
be
big
fun.
Commercial buildings that are successful will have a number 8.
Sure, that's what we're saying. Now, I got a little question for you, a little off the subject, but, you know, I've been asked this, I've read about this, and so I just want your, the Ellen Dodge opinion on it, okay?
Sure.
You've heard of people that might tape a number next to their house number to change the vibration to attract something different. Like, let's say, for instance, they're living in a 4 house and they want to perhaps, you know, attract more money into their home, and so they might want to just tape another 4 by it so it becomes an 8 address. Have you ever heard of that, and how do you feel about that?
Well, I've never heard of it. It's like people changing their name, you know, for a reason.
Right.
The house is going to be what's on its birth certificate or what the original number is.
Mm-hmm.
You can attract additional vibrations
right.
to it, but let's say that you have a number 2 house and you
mm-hmm.
put a number 6 on it to make an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that this number 2 house that really wants to just have a small amount of people in it is suddenly going to be inviting every teenager in the neighborhood and their parents to come by. So it's going to make the people who originally bought the house possibly a little less comfortable.
Right.
On
right.
the other hand, sometimes, you know, if you put 2 4s together, they are very compatible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm just saying I've actually observed it. In the study of numerology, people have asked me about it, so I was just kind of wondering how you felt about it. I mean, some people even put an 8 in their wallet, let's say, if they want to attract more money.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, yeah. I have an 8 on my license plate.
On purpose, huh?
On purpose. It's my name, and there's a number 8.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, because I wanted, you know, my car to have stamina,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted my car to hold up a number 8, you know, can fight off any other car that hits it. I mean, nobody's going to hurt me. I got a big, heavy car with an 8 on it.
Okay. Wow. All right. So
that's
where do you live,
you
Ellen, so
it.
We know where we shouldn't be driving, okay?
The other thing is, you know, on when you talk about cars, you know, talking about license plates, but I didn't want to digress for a moment. Could we go back to the houses a second?
We certainly are going to cover all the topics, and yeah, absolutely. Go back to houses.
Well, the only thing I wanted to add is that every home has a lot number.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy your house,
yeah.
you know, they show you that there's a lot number.
Mm-hmm.
So that lot number can give you a lot of information about long-term mm-hmm. what how that house will appreciate or value.
Right, right. And the one thing that we really can't get into street names with people in this aspect of the conversation. However, the most important thing to remember is the number of your house. If you've got a triple digit or a double digit number, you want to add it across and reduce it to a single digit. And what we just said applies. When it comes to the street name, that applies to the general vibration of the whole street, correct?
Yeah, it tells you what everybody on the block, you know, how everybody living on that street is being affected
right.
by that number,
mm-hmm.
what that street is attracting, you
And
know.
You can even take that, if you really want to continue on with that, you can take that to the actual city that you live in and see what that vibrates to. Take it to the state, what does the state vibrate to, and then, you know, you can even take a good long hard look at your zip code, right?
Oh, the zip code always tells me what that neighborhood attracts.
Right.
You can always tell, you know, a wealthy, let's say, residential neighborhood
okay.
if it's got the last 2 digits adding up to an 8 because the first 3 digits belong to the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 2 digits in a zip code always tell you what type of neighborhood it is.
Oh, okay. All right, so I got something for you. This is just an example, so you tell me what you're getting from this. You have a 6 house with a 5 city, an 8 state, and a 6 zip code.
I get a headache.
Okay,
let me see if I can put that together. That must have taken you a while to figure out.
No, actually, my husband is a 5 life path, and this is his house. And I've often looked at the six, the address, which is a six number. It's in a five, a city. It's an eight state, and the zip code is 17051. That's, I guess that was the
51 is a six. It
right.
tells us it's a family
neighborhood.
It gives
you a headache just thinking about it, does it?
Well, it's interesting that it's the 51 because there's your husband's five mixed with the independent
exactly.
two people doing their own thing.
Right.
As the 5-1, but it adds up to a 6,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
tells us that your neighborhood does invite family life.
Right, it does.
It does. So if your husband is a 5 living in a 6 house, he's getting the influence of lots of nurturing and lots of good relationship,
mm-hmm,
as he's interested in his multitasking and many things that
That's
he gets enthusiastic about.
He drives the 6 occupants crazy in the that's what he does. Okay. I did hear a beep. And we are about 26 minutes into the show. Alan, do you want to take a question?
Sure.
Okay,
absolutely.
We have a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi,
Alan.
Who's calling?
Alan, this is Marion from Bullhead City.
Mary, I'm sorry, I can't. Can you speak into the phone just a bit louder?
It's Marion from Bullhead City, Arizona.
Oh, Marion, how are you?
I'm fine. How are
you? Thank
you
for calling.
I'm doing good. We're at the house here. We're still trying to sell it.
It's Marion?
Yes.
Marion, you still haven't sold that house?
No.
Well, the only thing I can tell you, what is the address, please?
It's 2589.
2589. Okay, so 7 and 8, 8 and 7 to 15 is a 6. And it's a number 24, which equals a 6.
Right.
So it is a welcoming home for a family. It should
yes.
be. Your kitchen should be delightful. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's important.
So watch out for the clients or the people that come through that got families.
Yeah, the
ones.
See, Allison has hit it on the head. Your potential purchases are more likely to be families, people who have, you know, a strong family life, that they don't have to have a bunch of kids living with them, but you can tell, you know, if you talk to them, do they have, you know, children that they visit? Are they concerned about having room for them, you know, to come and visit? That your house should be able to, you know, attract people like that. The other thing I'm seeing here is a strong 8-9 influence, and that 8-9 means it needs people who have money and people who like to travel or have been traveled. In other words, they're a little more cultured than the average. So you should be decorating your home in a way that appeals to these people. In other words, the superficial decorations, granted they're buying a home, but when they walk in, you can decorate it in a way that would be attractive to them, and that would be, you know, with antiques or things that are collectibles. It would also be things that are not, you know, novelty items. Things that are, I'm not saying not, you know, not most expensive, but they should be, you know, a good quality, something well made. That will attract people too. But the house itself is a wonderful house, you know, for families. I'm wondering, do you remember the lot number on that house?
Ooh, the lot.
Do you happen to know it, Marion?
No, not off my head.
Yeah, because the lot number could be the clinker here.
Right. You really might suggest to your real estate agent to, you know, bring in, you know, mostly, you know, not single people or career-type people, but maybe more apt to sell it to a family or someone that's very family-orientated.
Yeah, you're more likely. And people who are teachers, people who are
healers, doctors, even.
Well, you know, it's right on the river.
It's right on the river. That number 25, the first two digits tells us it's near water.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
That's a 7.
It's right on the right on.
Right, but what we're trying to do is figure, you know, what types of people would be you should be nicer to.
Well, I'm not showing the house. The brokers are.
Well, give her that little suggestion. Put that bug in her ear.
About
oh,
what?
Do,
I'm sorry.
About families bringing in.
Oh, yes, to the broker. Yeah,
the broker, sure.
But also try and find out the lot number, and you can always call us and get a reading on that,
sure.
Because that may be in conflict with the house itself.
Right.
I know this house has been for sale for a long time. My other question is, it may be overpriced because you have an 8 in there.
The problem, I just spoke to my broker, and they said they could not replace it for the price I'm selling.
You could not replace it for the price you could sell it. Well, it shouldn't be a cheap house, to be honest with you. It should be a family home that is got all the room. It has enough bathrooms and a big kitchen and enough room to be inviting.
Oh, it's got a big
I think I have no idea, to be honest with you, other than the lot number, why this house would be on the market so long. Mm-hmm. Unless the street, you know, is not conducive, or the neighborhood is not, it might be the most expensive house in that neighborhood, which is always hard to sell.
And I might also make a suggestion, Ellen, that you might want to, you know, have her email you and, like, kind of take a look at what year she's in and maybe...
Go through some other issues. I understand what you're saying, Allison.
Because it could be
Marion,
yeah.
Give me a call.
There you go.
All right.
Give me a call, and we'll talk about this, because there are too many aspects...
Variables.
...that we could talk about that may give the reason for this. It may be timing.
Right, and also you might be able to look into the actual chart and be able to give her a timing of when it's more apt to sell and when you can actually see that.
Sure.
So give Ellen a call.
I will.
Give me a call tomorrow,
Mary. Doesn't get any better than
All
that.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
And I want to take a moment, and the caller earlier that called into the show, and I told you to call back. Was that the same one or not?
I think it was Marion.
You think it was Marion?
I thought she said Mary, but I believe it was Marion.
Okay, all right,
now.
Super.
It's Marion with your golden arm at the...
But this is Marion with the golden arm at the crap table.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, so we're going to just take a moment. I mean, we still have a lot of other things to discuss and having to do with numbers, but we will open up the lines just in case people have some questions about their houses. So I'm going to just remind everyone that's listening the toll-free numbers, okay? So if you want to call in and ask Ellen or myself about your house numbers, the toll-free numbers are 1-877-876-5227. That's for the USA. And if you're calling from Canada, you can call toll-free at 1-888-810-8322. And there you go. Hi, who's calling?
Hey, Allison?
Yeah.
This is Candace calling in.
Hi, Candace.
Hi.
How are you?
I just was able to catch the radio show tonight, and I just moved into a new... house that I'm renting, and I wanted to give you guys the numbers on it because I thought you might find it interesting.
There you go. Well, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The address is 706, mm-hmm. but the name of the street it's on is 11th Avenue.
Oh,
I wasn't sure if it was a 13 or a 13 or a 15.
Okay.
Do you want me to handle this or you, Alice?
Well, I know this young lady's chart, first off, so I'm kind of laughing at the 11th Avenue. Did you laugh at that when you saw that, Candace?
What's that?
Did you kind of get a little heads up when you saw the 11th Avenue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, the 706, I mean, you look at the 7 and that's saying spiritual. I see the 0 in there, and to me, whenever I see a 0 in anything, it intensifies the energy, and of course, the God force is there. And then you take the 6, which is the final number, but you add it all across, and what do you got, right? You have a 13-4. Mm-hmm. And so you've got going on here, this isn't a rental?
Yeah, it's a rental house.
Right.
Which is the 5 energy, right, that you had mentioned? Or yeah, the
4.
5 energy?
It would be 4, the 706 adds across. You said 706, correct?
706, correct.
Right, so
it's
a 13, it would be 4. Not a 5.
Okay.
So you have here, you know, the stability. This would be a place, you know, this is kind of quiet for you, but it really works really well with your, and I happen to know, you know, the numbers in your chart, and I believe there's 22s there. Is there not?
Maybe the 22.
Name
adds to 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you say,
Ellen? I'm sorry, I'm having
Candace's
hearing,
name
guys.
Is a 22.
Right, yeah. She has 22s in her charts as well. So I think the 4 energy is, it would definitely... really work really good with your own personal energy. in this house would help, you know, with disciplining of it and getting, you know, helping him focus more. And, of course, it would be, you know, it's like Alan said, it's this particular house is about stability, working hard, you know. It's going to keep him focused.
There are other aspects, too.
Go ahead.
In as much as it's a 13 Candace, people are attracted to this house that have to reconstruct their life. So
the transformation, right?
Yeah. So I'm kind of thinking that perhaps the house is a rental because the people who lived in it before had to reconstruct their lives. But the house itself, as Allison is saying, it's got a 6 in it, so it can welcome families. It has a 7. It has spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it might be near water, or it might be in some way aligned to water.
I'm in Florida.
Okay, yeah.
So there has to be water. And basically, it ends up, you know, being a 4, but, you know, you're just in a solid house.
Right.
It's not going to fall apart on you.
Right. It's going to be good in storms, like what Alan said, but also I think it works really well with your own personal energy. Just, I mean, I don't remember everything from your chart, but I do remember those 22s and what your name vibrates to, and so I think that you feel comfortable. How do you feel in there?
It's when I drove by it, the neighborhood, everything about it just sort of aligned inside of me, and I said, no matter what I do, I have to be able to get this house.
There you go.
Okay.
Because I'm studying, I'm writing, I'm doing lots of things I'm studying medicine, so it's very quiet. It's surrounded by, it's got a lot that's just got ferns all over it, and it's very lush.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice.
I'm curious, Candace, have you met your neighbors?
My neighbors, yes, they're moving onto the lot next to me. Yes, I've met them.
Okay. I live on 11th Street, and I know my neighbors are all unique people.
My neighbors are, one's going into a veterinary school, and they're both Reiki practitioners.
Wonderful. 11th.
The 11th, right.
Yeah.
My next door neighbor is a massage therapist.
Right. Oh, thank you. We're all healers on the 11th Ave.
There you go. It's the vibration of the spiritual. It's like what they even say is let's say you wanted to open up a meditation school, the address that you would want to look for is an 11. Or something
right.
Having to do with the spiritual, you would kind of want to get that number to go with your business. So it's kind of, especially with you, Candace, and knowing your history and knowing everything about you, I think that this is a nice pick. It probably feels good to you. And by the way, I just have to tell everyone that anyone that's seen my own personal website, www.visiblebynumbers, that is the work of this brilliant lady here that's calling us. She's just a brilliant web designer as well. She's multi-talented, very talented lady.
Thank you. Well, you girls, I'm enjoying the show, so let me get off the phone so other people can call. But thank you so much for going through the numbers with me.
Okay, thanks for calling. Good luck.
Okay, y'all have a good night.
Be happy there.
Bye.
Bye. That's interesting, especially knowing her numbers. Very fun. Okay. As I said, we did open up the lines for anyone that wants to call in, but we still kind of want to discuss some other things, don't we, Ellen?
Well, we were talking about bringing in, you know, telephone numbers.
Oh, right, exactly.
Because the basic idea is that numbers attract their meaning.
Right. So if someone was sitting there with a telephone number right now and we wanted to talk about that, we're talking about what, the last 4 digits, Ellen?
Yeah. Well, I interpret it this way. The first 3 digits, I assume, belong to the neighborhood, you know, or the assigned, you know, the company assigns the first 3 digits. But the last 4 digits, they belong to the individual who's paying the phone bill.
Right.
So we're looking at the last 4 digits. And just the way we explained the numbers, 1 through 9, as to what they attract, a telephone will attract the same types of things with those numbers.
Right. So if you're a chatty Cathy and you love chit-chatting,
you will enjoy your number 3 phone number.
Your number 3 phone. Exactly. So what is yours? I'm sitting here and I'm flipping back through the pages going, oh, I don't know, look at what
all my phone numbers are 8.
Ah.
Because I do business out of my home and out
very
of my phone.
Smart.
My cell phone, my telephone, my personal phone.
Now, let me ask you.
And my bank accounts.
Right, bank accounts. And that's another thing. Your bank account, there are specific numbers that makes that account specifically yours. And you would absolutely want to pay attention to what that adds up to as far as keeping money in. I happen to be an account holder You would think a numerologist would know better, but at the time I really could care less. I just wanted a bank account that I could move money from one account out of it and into a savings account. So kind of like it's a holding tank. And it's so funny because it's a three vibration, so it never holds on to money very long in there, because, you know, threes are notoriously terrible with money. So I think that's really funny that that's what that account is used for. Now, if you were going to advise someone on phone numbers and also take that to bank account numbers, what numbers would you say to somebody get for a bank account number?
Well, I find that a number six on a bank account number and on a telephone can be very nurturing, can be very protected. The number six is a protected number.
Exactly.
It's protected by relationships.
Right.
Consequently, I would be, you know, happy to see a number six phone. My fax number is a six number.
Mm-hmm.
My kids fax me. Okay. It attracts family. It attracts relationships.
Right.
The things, what number would really, it depends upon what your purpose is.
Well,
for
if
the
it
phone.
Was a business number, would you would suggest
the perhaps, eight.
The eight.
Absolutely. And
you wouldn't be, the other thing is people are somewhat a little hesitant to walk into a bank and say, no, I need an account number with an eight, but they will do it for you.
Yeah, they will. They absolutely will. You just tell them I'm a little neurotic and my numerologist said I had to do this.
There.
And they immediately have a good story for every cocktail party they're going to go to for the next month.
Right. And also savings account numbers, you would suggest a four or an eight?
Savings accounts, definitely a four or an eight.
Okay.
Absolutely. Any time you're dealing with specifically with money.
Right.
So
all of you out there, you know, currently running to your purses to get out your checkbooks and to get out your savings account numbers to see what it is you got, okay? We are advising officially. We're in agreement. Both Ellen and Allison say you want those accounts for business and for, you know, basically holding on to your money to be fours and eight. You have the final, when you reduce it, the last number being a four or an eight.
Well, if people have more than one bank account, and most people do, you know,
right, exactly.
One account might be for, say, business or for spending the money. Another account might be for family expenses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of look at the number and say, well, what does this number attract?
Right.
If I'm an individual starting off in my own business and it's very creative and I'm a single person running the business, I'm not really going to have any employees, and I'm going to be the one totally in charge, then I would be comfortable with a number one as well.
There you go. There you go. Okay, I think we got another caller. Hello.
Hi, Allison. It's Terry. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
How are you, Terry?
Good, thanks. I have a question. I happen to be a realtor, and I wanted to ask you about when people are pricing a house in addition to their address. Would pricing their house to the energy of an eight yield them more success in selling? Do you think that would be a helpful tool?
So you're saying if somebody wanted to list a house, they might do better listing it, you know, using a lot of eights in the number, or have it the final vibration be an eight? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, having the final vibration be an
eight. Okay, Ellen, go ahead, take that one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always do that and advise my realtor clients. If you would price a house at $399,999, price it at $399,995, then you're going to get an eight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See what I mean? You
yeah.
can make it work so you're not too far afield from the number the client wants, you know, your mm-hmm. customer wants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For the house. But sure, you do want it to be an eight.
Mm-hmm. Or a one. Is one also a good business number?
One is a number that gets along with everything, because all it's telling you is that it's independent. But it really has a lot of energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I personally would not price my house with a one.
I'd go for the eight.
I would go for the eight, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I heard it a previous caller, and the mantra I always use in my business is that well-priced property sells. You know,
exactly.
bringing the right family to a six house, as you were saying, and that sort of thing, but it really does come down to the price. So maybe adjusting prices so they resonate to the eight might be helpful.
Now, see, you should have messaged us and said this in private. We don't want the rest of the realtors to know this. This is your special secret.
Hey, anything to bring liquidity. We're happy with that.
Okay,
so.
Well, I know you got homework to do because you got to do some repricing on some houses, don't you?
Yep, exactly.
And as a realtor, Terry?
Yes.
I would look at the lot numbers as well.
Okay.
And if you've got an 8-lot number and a number 6 house, that thing should fly.
Great.
If you have it priced appropriately, if somebody isn't just looking for more than it's, you know, worth.
Now, even with flipping houses, you know how people do that these days? You know, they buy a property and they flip it. They would be looking for an 8 address, maybe?
No, they'd be looking for a 5.
Looking for, oh, for change. Oh, yeah, oh,
looking
yeah.
for a 5 to take a gamble.
Ah.
A gambler is going to flip
true.
Houses.
That's true. Okay, that makes sense.
An
okay.
ideal situation there would be a number 8 lot number and a number 5 house.
There you go. Well, I love your perspective, Alan. That's absolutely right.
Duh.
Okay.
Great. Okay, thank
love
you.
It. Thanks, Terry.
Have a
Good
great
luck,
night.
Terry.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take care of, we're going to go on with our numbers, absolutely, but we're going to take care of a little homework here, a little bit of business. Alan, why don't you just take a minute and tell everybody how they could get a hold of you through your website or even a phone number or how whatever contact info you have in the event that they absolutely have to talk to you.
Oh, well, certainly, I can be reached through my website. If you just, you know, click on Contact Ellen, you'll get my email. You can get me right through email anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dodgeddg@cox.net. That's, I'll repeat it slowly. That's D as in dog, it's Dodge, okay, D-O-D-G-E, and then D as in dog, G@cox.net.
And it's www.ellin,
right, and that would be the website.
Website, right. And you can also find
out. Oh, you were going to say how to spell my name like a wonderful person.
Well, because
Ellen is spelled E-L-L-I-N, so
yeah,
you won't get my website if you spell it with an E.
Yeah, that's why I was spelling it, because I, you know, right away see want to put an E.
Thank you. You're so
I'm fixing you up, Ellen. I'm fixing you up. I'm working with
Thank
you here.
You.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Of course, you know, you can always go to visiblebynumbers.com as well and read my website. And you know what, Ellen, if you don't mind, I just want to take a second because, and this has nothing to do with the subject, absolutely nothing, but I did, I actually kind of met some people that were selling a product that I thought was just amazing. And I like to share wonderful websites and wonderful people with my listeners. And I hope you don't mind if I just take a few minutes from our show. It's going to take a second. I came across this person that was selling, and it's called, excuse me for if I don't say this exactly perfectly, but it's Ba Zi Feng Shui, Chinese Consultation with Personalized Qi Energy Gemstones, okay? And the whole deal with this is they actually get your date of birth, and then they use ancient Chinese text to calculate your five elements, your strengths, and your weaknesses. And then they actually send you a color chart with career path and different things on it, quite like numerology, but we're using Chinese aspects of it. And I just love it when stuff all works together, when the Chinese stuff says the same thing that the numerology does. I just love all this stuff. But anyhow, they give you this little report, and they also send you a gemstone or a charm that helps to draw universal life force energy to you. And I just thought, when I saw this, and I actually have the product, and I got the reading, and I just thought it was just so delightful, and it's so reasonable, people, very, very reasonable. So I just want to take a minute to give them a shout-out on the show. And this person's name is Lucille, and I'm going to give a phone number here, so if y'all, you can either email me on my, you know, just email me, and I can send you this information, but her number is 516-922-1139, and when people do some really wonderful things when they take this spiritual knowledge and then they use it to help people and they do this sort of a wonderful thing. I just get excited about it, Alan, so I hope you don't mind if I took a
look
there.
Oh, it sounds very interesting.
You want me to order one for you?
No.
You already know too much about
I
your
still
life,
have my
you?
Changing ring, my mood ring, you know.
Oh, you're holding on to your mood ring.
I still
okay.
have my mood ring.
Okay,
yeah.
Alan, you have a 5 challenge, right?
Yeah. You're right.
Gotta let go, Ellen.
Gotta let go of my mood ring. I met somebody interesting, too, that you might be interested in hearing about.
Sure.
A psychiatrist, a homeopathic psychiatrist.
Oh, interesting.
Absolutely incredible. The man got, he's in his 50s, and he's been a practicing psychiatrist for, probably 15 years. And he also is a Buddhist. He's studied Buddhism.
Uh-huh.
But he decided he just cannot stand just doling out medications, pills, drugs.
Sure.
And he really feels that homeopathic medicine can be, first of all, a homeopathic, prescription is going to cost $10.
Right.
The prescriptions for drugs, which I'm not knocking the AMA, but this is where medicine seems to be going, so much more accepting of the new methods.
Right.
But I was just so delighted to meet a real live doctor psychiatrist, not a psychologist, Allison.
Right, right.
Most doctors shy away from metaphysics.
Right, right, exactly. Well, that's wonderful. Now,
the world is changing, I think it's
about time. About time. It truly is. Okay, well, if anybody wants to get his name from you, we could email you, yes?
Yeah, you can email me about this doctor.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah,
right.
He's really quite amazing. I mean, I'm just fascinated by
it. Wonderful. Good.
It's good. Anyway,
okay. Well, anyhow, getting
where
back.
Where are we going, Allison?
Well, we've got 4 minutes to get there, so we better hurry. The other places, Ellen, where you can apply these numbers all around you would be to your, let's say you've got a business license number.
Yeah, you can apply it to anything.
And your
business license number, the floor that your business is on in an office building.
Sure.
The number on the door of your office.
True.
If you live in an apartment building,
right,
you can get, you can see what your particular apartment attracts and what that building attracts.
Mm-hmm.
The other things you can use it for are purchasing television sets or electrical appliances.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain numbers you simply do not want the serial number to add up to.
Yeah.
And that would be a 2 and a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Any other numbers, A1, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 attracts petty problems. The 7 attracts electrical problems, the things that are underneath the surface.
Okay.
So we try and avoid electrical things with those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security number.
Oh, that's another good one.
That tells us at the end result, right, when you add up the whole number, it tells us how you're going to over your lifetime you will collect the Social Security from. But the Social Security number is divided into 3 sections. And so each of those sections are the 3 sections of your life.
Uh-huh.
Your youth cycle, your mm-hmm. productive cycle, and then your wisdom cycle, your life cycle.
Wow, that is fascinating. Yes.
And it does, and when you do it, you're going to realize it does describe where your money came from at those times in your life. Oh, what else? What other kind of numbers?
Even the state that you live in.
You add up the letter values.
Mm-hmm, of the state, and mm-hmm. you would know that that's the priority or the general feel of that particular state. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it's like interesting.
So you're in a perfect place. You're in Arizona.
Well, Arizona
that's
is a 3. Right,
yeah.
Right. But Phoenix is a 1.
Ah.
So it attracts,
Okay, I'm in Akron 5, PA 8.
Okay.
So am I going to make my money from talking?
Probably. I think we can wind this up in a way,
right.
Allison, maybe.
Right.
By just saying the point is that anything that has a number
mm-hmm.
tells you what it attracts.
Exactly.
And that's just, so people can just, I told you I read license plates.
Yes.
If a license plate adds up to a 5, I get into the right lane. I am out of their way.
Well, you told me that 5s are excellent drivers, Alan.
They are, but they're impulsive.
Uh-huh.
They get enthusiastic about something, and
right.
they just, they
get in such a hurry to get to where they want to go that they're not paying attention to where they are.
Number ones and number 5s fast drivers, impulsive drivers, but number 5s multitask. So the number 5 is the guy that's changing his pants in the car and drinking coffee at the same time.
I know. I live and drive with a 5, and I hear you, Alan. I really do. Okay. Well, I'm so glad that we got the opportunity to get through what it was we started last show, and I am so happy that you joined us again tonight, Alan, and walked us through that and made for such an interesting show. And if you got a question, if you didn't get through on the lines, you know, give us an email. We'll be happy to answer your questions.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah, and again, it's ellendodge.com, ellindodge.com to get a hold of Ellen. And, you know, you're going to be back with us pretty soon, right?
Well, we were scheduled for the 19th.
Okay, well, hey, you might as well move in then.
Well, I think you're going to have to charge me rent.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right, everybody, that's
so
it
much.
For tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. And, Ellen, once again, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And I wish everybody love, peace, and abundance. Good evening, and we'll see you again next week.